From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The lawmakers are preparing to try her on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign. Ms. Rousseff accused her opponents of sabotaging her government, saying respect for democracy and the country's constitution are at stake. U.S. forces fired on al-Shabaab militants while assisting an attack by Somali government and African Union troops. The incident occurred Thursday in the village of Sabi'i during a government attack on a militant base. A U.S. defense official says U.S. forces conducted what he called defensive fire against al-Shabaab fighters after African Union troops came under attack. Turkish officials say a car bombing in Istanbul Thursday wounded at least 8 people. The explosion occurred inside a parked car near a military garrison in the city's San Jettepe neighborhood. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The U.S. switched on a missile defense site in southern Romania Thursday. Work on the Veselu site began in 2013, 3 years after NATO's decision to create a missile shield. The project includes sites in Poland as well as Romania and is expected to be completed by 2020. Russia is upset by the move, but the U.S. and NATO say the system is not designed or capable for undermining Russia's deterrence capability. Malaysia's transport ministry said Thursday 2 pieces of debris found in South Africa and near the Mauritanian island of Rodrigues almost certainly came from Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, which disappeared 2 years ago. This is VOA News.